This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand. And donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Hi, John.
Hi, Tori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm kind of bored, to be honest.
Even with all the Hearthstone you've been playing?
Yeah, well, Hearthstone is the least of it. That's the only one of the few modest joys in my life right now. And I've been wearing a lot of shirts with no sleeves, which you can't do as much when you're 34 and have to go in public. So that has been a boon to my ego.
That's great. You're letting your arms out. Where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
I am in my modest 600 squarish foot. That's not true. It's 588 square feet apartment in Toronto's West End. And I'm looking at my partner who's making herself lunch, and I'm looking at our cat who's sitting on a chair, and that's it. That's the extent of my field of vision.
What's the most abnormal thing that you did today or recently?
Well, I started jogging during this, and then there was all that talk about how like joggers are, you know, the worst people on planet Earth. But then sort of coincidentally with that, I twisted my ankle. So I've been recuperating by jogging on a treadmill. So every day I go down around 10:30 or 11 o'clock and I jog on the treadmill and I watch that show Border Security.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I used to always hate treadmills, but I do like going to the gym and it's basically all I have now. So if that counts as that's the most fucking boring answer in the world. I've been jogging on a treadmill. It's abnormal. It's a thing that like 90% of people do all the time. But in the sense that it's outside of my pre-COVID routine, I suppose it's abnormal.
That's abnormal.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah. Normal is relative, right?
Absolutely. What's been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole thing?
My most selfish thought is I had a trip booked to Japan that I had to cancel because of all this. And I've been so looking forward to it. And I also got an amazing flight deal from YYZ Deals. And I've been I love traveling. It's a place that I've been wanting to go to since like I did a high school project about the samurai and then a world religions project about Shintoism. So I was getting pretty excited. And then, you know, I try to take, and this is the second selfish thought. I was talking about this with my partner. It's like, you can take some solace in knowing that nobody can do anything, you know? So it's not only that I can't travel and do stuff, nobody else can. So that selfishly makes me feel a bit better. So maybe that's two selfish thoughts on top of each other.
That's your most selfish.
Oh, and I mean, that sounds so lame. Like I've had way more selfish thoughts. Like, and this sounds bad, obviously, but like, I feel like a lot of, I'm losing my patience for elderly people who aren't being conscientious about like personal space. Like there's a couple who live in my building and when I walk in the door, it's like in a fucking Indiana Jones movie where like skeletons just like pop out. And it's like, not that I wish ill on them or anything like that, but it's like, it's the most at-risk people. And they're also like usually the loneliest and most bored and widowed. So I feel like I'm constantly just like plotting my route to avoid anyone over the age of like 70.
And are they wearing masks and stuff?
No, they are not. They're not even wearing the mask of basic civility and manners. Drives me wild.
Can you name me something that gave you pleasure today?
Yeah, every morning I wake up and I have a cup of coffee and an orange. which is something that I've been doing more or less for the last 25 years of my life. So, you know, little things like that. Yeah. And then again, I mentioned the show Border Security. That show is super entertaining, especially when you can't travel. It's just, you know, usually the border is the most anxiety inducing part of it. But now I take great pleasure in people getting hassled by border cops for some reason.
Just for clarity, this is the Canadian border security.
Yeah, Canadian border security. So it's always people at like the Peace Bridge or like, you know, someone trying to go from like Tacoma, Washington to BC, and they have like an empty book that has rolling papers in it. Like, you know, when they like in a movie when someone like hollows out a book and puts a treasure in it, and it's just all that's in it is like weed residue and rolling papers. It's very entertaining television.
What's something that you think might never be the same after this?
I wrote about this a bit for an article for Vice last week, but it's like, I worry about like small businesses and not in like a small business is the heart of the capitalist economy or something. But
right, your Jenny's article?
Yeah, about this little bar down the street from my house that I like. And yeah, I mean, I guess I just worry that like, I've been monitoring this sort of government assistance even as it doesn't pertain to me. But, you know, the sort of, gentrification is kind of an old saw, I guess, but gentrification both in the literal sense of the types of businesses that tend to replace other types of businesses in the world we live in, but also the kind of gentrification of just experience, where it's getting more and more difficult to have an experience that's not sort of cognate and machine made and more or less similar to any other experience you might have. That is something that really bothers me and that I spend a lot of time thinking about. And I worry that the sort of smaller businesses, the smaller bars and restaurants and stuff like that, the places that can't afford to take a hit, that they just won't exist anymore. And like, you know, we'll have to be celebrating our birthdays at Starbucks and Walmart and Amazon fulfillment centers. Mm-hmm. And it just bums me out. It's like not the world that I want to live in. I don't know. Not to sound sappy.
No, I think that's bang on, and I think that's something that a lot of us are thinking about.
Oh, and Zoom and stuff. It's like people are saying, like, oh, now we can work remotely. I do a lot of work remotely, and sometimes it's nice. But, man, I fucking hate Zooming and Skyping and this shit all the time and having to look at my own face, and it sucks. Like, it's my face and the activities of doing it.
It's a gorgeous face. It's a gorgeous face.
That's very kind of you, but I think it constitutes editorializing.
John, thanks for making time for this.
Dory, of course. And good luck to everyone out there in Canada land.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.